Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Romance Bookmark with Renee Bernard. And tonight, I'm really excited because I am meeting Wendy LaCapra for the first time, and I feel like I got cheated, like I should have met you a million years ago, and we would be hanging out and be buds. But I blew it somehow.
Absolutely.
But I don't know. Living on the wrong coast.
We have time.
But there's still time. There's still time.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. That's true. People, it's never too late to follow your dreams, okay? Get out there. What's wrong with you? And for the record, for our listeners, yes, I have a cold, so that's why I sound like if you checked Ancestry.com, there would be Muppets in my immediate, like, family tree just sitting right there. I don't know that that's a genetic option, but that's what it sounds like. Just putting that out there. Oh, my God. I'm doing the homeopathic. I'm doing honey and cinnamon and then all these other things. When you do a cold, do you just dope up or do you fight through it or are you one of those people who never get sick?
Oh, this is terrible. I take every, you know, wacky homeopathic thing possible just hoping it'll kill it.
Yeah. I do. Me too. I do combo. I do the pharmaceutical, and then if I have friends that are kind of, unique in their perspective, and they recommend something, I'm like, absolutely. I will do anything.
Yeah.
Almost.
Me too.
I will do almost anything.
It's true.
We qualify
Zinc
that.
Is great. Zinc is very good, I think.
Yeah.
I swear by it.
I know. But then they're like, oh, that actually doesn't work. And I'm like, I'm popping Airborne. Like it's come.
I love Airborne.
I'm going to town. Airborne is awesome. So I have to tell you, and it's everybody, it's www.wendy, and that's W-E-N-D-Y. Who doesn't know how to spell Wendy? Wendy LaCapra, LACAPRA.com. Okay? WendyLaCapra.com. I am loving this Fury series. Just the look of it, I've been looking it over. I'm adding it to my buy basket. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, thank you.
Looks awesome. I'm like,
Entangled gave me fantastic covers. I really, really love the covers.
They're pretty. They are pretty, and you recognize that they're pretty, but I'm like, oh, my goodness, those are gorgeous covers. Were you nervous?
Yes, I had a little problems with the second book. I tried to post the cover on a Facebook ad, and Facebook mm-hmm. told me not to sell my product with skin, but to focus on its merits. And I was like, a little too much back, apparently, for Amazon.
And now everybody's going to the books page. Look at us. Click. And now we all want to see that. Is it okay? So
it's
is Lady
fine.
Sandal
it's just
number
a little
two?
Back skin.
Yeah, it's a back. It's
yeah,
a back.
Yeah, it's very
there's
very.
Not
tame,
even man boob there. I mean, not to be crass, but you know that's like I was told the demarcation line for naughty is man nipple, if I can say that on the air.
I heard that
right?
as well. And in my first book cover, she is
mm-hmm.
very, very nicely covering that part of him.
Yes. Yeah, I see that. The hand ever so strategically placed on the man boob. Very nice. Very nice. Seriously, Lady Scandal, they looked at that cover and they said skin. They said too much skin.
That was
Facebook?
I was really afraid because for once they always reject you because you have too much text on your meme or whatever, but this time they actually answered and rejected me because there was too much skin, which was very funny.
Wow,
and
I'm
said,
gonna tell you,
consider focusing on your product, not on the model's body. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Is it me or is Facebook literally, I just feel like there's kids with, 20-sided die sitting in a basement somewhere and they just decide day to day how it's going to roll.
I have no idea. Yeah, it's kind of wild out there, but it's a little fun too. And we've never been able to connect with readers and other writers in quite the same intimate way that it allows us to do. So that's the good part.
There's that.
But on the other hand, is the weird stuff. But, it's all good. It all balances out in the end.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So you're in the late 18th century with the novels, and that is technically, what would that be? Is that Georgian?
It's actually, it's late Georgian, yeah. It's
late
not
Georgian.
Quite
okay.
The Regency. I would love for it to be in the Regency, but it's not. And well, there was a very specific reason
for
that.
You're kind of
the
writer,
in the
so, yeah. You know you're in charge, right, of where your books,
well,
I mean, you could, if you
yeah,
wanted, you know, you
yeah.
could bump them up ever so.
Well,
but
I
love
really
Georgian.
Needed...
I think that's awesome.
Yeah,
I mean,
it
isn't
really
Georgian
needed...
great because not everybody knows everything about the Georgian era, so they're not, like, pinging you endlessly on stuff.
Well, it was really because I needed the heroine to be up against possible death by burning at the stake. And they ended that pretty quickly in the 1780s. The British people said, yeah, we don't think that that's humane anymore. That's just
yeah,
not
they
cool.
wrapped that up. They
and
did wrap that
they
up.
They wrapped
yeah.
that up. So they, but I wanted that kind of hanging over her head in the first place because she's kind of accused of murder. So I needed to have a specific date. And it ended up actually being really important to the overall arching plot, but that's another story.
That's awesome. I'm terrified of Regencies. I don't know why. I mean, I've done a couple and I've, you know, I'm saying that right as I'm in a Regency novella collection coming out this Christmas.
Regencies are fabulous.
But Regencies are scary to me, and I don't know why, but I just think everybody should be speaking French at some point or would refer, and I have no French. There's no French. I'm like, I don't know. What is Napoleon in? Is he out? Are we there? How's it going? I don't know. Like, it just, there's just
it is
political
very
elements.
Specific
just,
from year to year, yeah.
Yeah,
very
right?
Specific.
Like, where is he?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Let me track him. Is there software where I can track Napoleon through that? And it makes me nervous. And the Jane Austen, it's almost sacred ground. You know,
it
with
is.
Readers,
it is.
I think that Jane Austen is just, you tread lightly. You know, you try to
absolutely.
Really respect it. And you know, the last thing you want to do is just botch it. People send you email, you know, they're very vocal.
Yes.
I love you readers.
Yes.
I love each and every one of you. And I love your emails. But when you send me mean stuff,
oh, I did.
I may not respond.
I got a couple of Americanisms that I had actually researched the word to see if it
mm-hmm.
existed in when I was writing. But it turned
mm-hmm.
out that the dictionary I was using didn't specify that it existed only in America, not in England. So
oh.
that
oh.
came
Ouch.
Up twice.
So here's the challenge, Wendy. Do you find that when you're researching certain phrases, it might be even correct for the period, correct for England, correct for the setting, all this thing, but to the modern eye and to the modern ear, it's like, whoa, what was that? You know,
yes,
like, it can sometimes you're throwing a bomb on. I find when I'm overly correct, you can lose some ground. What do you think?
I agree. I think there's always a balance. That happened with the phrase sheets in the wind or three sheets in the wind, and I can't
mm-hmm,
remember exactly,
mm-hmm.
but the specific phrase was different. It was different from what we know it now, and my editor threw out my specific and put in the more general. And then ultimately it was like, okay, that works, you know, because really it's
yeah,
dumb.
No, that's true. As
it's
long
pretty
as it
clear.
Comes across, I got in trouble. Look at us. Forget the radio. We're just talking. But no, I got in trouble. I used the word, and everybody just take a deep breath and relax. But I used the word slut. And somebody was being very insulting and called somebody a slut. And then I got this really detailed message about in the 14th century, that was a term referred to a woman who was dirty or disheveled, muddy, you know, sort of down the rung a bit. But it didn't connotate naughty, sexual, whatever, until way later, like, you know, 19th century. And until, like, the 1960s. But I but I don't know. I took like a deep breath and I was like, yes, but everyone reading this isn't like going to get that word. It's like, yeah, I don't really want to go. It's like, I'm keeping it.
Yeah.
I'm digging in, you know. Because sometimes I feel
awfully
like
hard
for the modern reader,
point across. Yes.
It's an insult, and there you go. And it, you know, hits all kinds of bells. And I thought, I'll just plant my little flag on this one. What's a weird word to fight for? What a great job we have, huh?
Agreed.
But I have to say, I love the choice of the Georgian. I think it's phenomenal. And the decadence, I mean, it's the series is called The Furies. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
The Furies series. And then Duchess Decadence,
yes,
is the new one that's out. And are you,
yes,
burned
and
out
the
on the blog
one.
Tour? Are you exhausted on the blog tour?
I'm, you know, every
How
stop
are you doing?
This has been a great blog tour. Everybody has been wonderful. And I did it a week before release, and it will end this Friday, and
mm-hmm,
I'm happy. Yeah.
Okay. So drinks chilling in the refrigerator to celebrate on Friday the finish line?
Absolutely.
Or...
Yes.
Blog tours
actually, we go away.
Fun. They're fun, but they're tiring sometimes.
They are.
If you're active
are.
With it. Yeah.
And that's the good part, right? Because you want people to interact, so you want it to be tiring almost.
Yes.
It's a catch-22.
Yeah, well, you're trying to be on that blog and actually answering questions or being available, absolutely. I mean, I think that's the way to do it. Some people are on autopilot. I don't know how I would have a nervous breakdown. What's going on out there? But this series just looks so awesome. And has it been fun? Are you going to do more? Are you going to do some Regency? Go ahead. Breaking news. Wendy LaCapra's next series.
Actually, I have a project in the works that is somewhat set in the Regency with
somewhat
flashbacks.
Okay, all right. I'll take
yeah,
somewhat.
It's kind
That's
of
awesome.
It, yeah. Yeah, it's still in the planning stages. I'm literally have only written the prologue. So and
you
then
know,
I have actually a genuine Regency series that I started a while back that I'm going to revise and look at as well.
Oh, you never know.
But the shiny new
Sending
thing is always
we
the
set
new.
Aside, yeah, they become like the next great thing. So, if you're like me, I never want to give up my ducklings. Like, even if it didn't quite hatch, I'm like, still potential there.
I did right before I wrote the first in this series, the Fury series, Lady Vice. I threw away everything I'd ever written up till that point. I made a conscious decision to throw away everything, so I don't have anything that I wrote before that, and it was a good thing because I couldn't turn back. I had to only move forward at that
point. Yeah, but
it was painful. It's still painful because I remember little things and I think I wish I had that, but I don't. But that means I just have to go forward.
Oh,
no
my
choice.
Gosh. No! Wendy LaCapra, what if you are the next great thing? Like, this is it. And then you're like Jane Austen. She burned her letters. Remember when her sister burned all her letters and private papers? Do you remember that? And everybody's like, oh, I can't believe she did that. And this will be the moment to be like, I can't believe.
Oh, well.
She destroyed all her early work.
No, believe me. It's a good
Lost
thing.
Lost to history. The one about the pixie and the... Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? There's some stuff that'll never see the light of day because we're just too smart, you and I. Okay.
Yeah.
Wendy LaCapra.
Okay, thank you.
You got to call me after the show. We got to talk, girl. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to the Romance Bookmark. And I really hope you're having a wonderful fall season out there and everybody's staying safe. And I will see you next Tuesday for more on the Romance Bookmark. Wendy, you were wonderful. Thank you so much. All right.
Thank
good
you,
night,
Renee.
Everybody.
Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.